Hello, my name is Brandy Walker. Welcome to Throwing Light. This is episode 49, Negative Other Talk. A couple things before we get started. First of all, I would love it if you have been listening for a while and you haven't left a review yet. If you're able to do that, then screenshot the review, like the iTunes review or whatever app you use, and email it to me at brandyglows.com, and I will send you a custom meditation for manifesting your dream. If you're new here, welcome. I'm just so grateful that you're here. At Throwing Light, I talk about the intersection between metaphysics and mental health, spirituality and mental health. The tradition that I come out of is Christianity. It got to a point where that felt stifling. And it's not that I rejected Jesus. I still feel very connected to Jesus. But like, for example, on Twitter today, so it's the day after Mother's Day when I'm recording this, and there are a lot of people on Twitter in the progressive Christianity tradition who are lamenting the fact that women can only speak on Mother's Day and in a lot of churches. I'm over that. I'm over talking about it. That can sound really pretentious or arrogant. I don't mean it that way. If that's where you find yourself and that's where you feel the most life is fighting for that, then that's where you should be. Like, that's absolutely perfect for you. That wasn't where I felt the most life. And I actually go to a church that has women pastors. Like, so I don't engage in those arguments a lot. So I guess to wrap that up, kind of my background is Christianity, but I really found a home in more alternative spirituality as my faith has evolved. And for a long time, I felt kind of insecure about that and afraid of what would people think if I told them that I meditate every morning and read oracle cards and have past life regressions and, you know, I love crystals. And I've made peace with that too. I know that some people aren't going to get it. I know that it's going to make some people upset. That's not my purpose, but it's okay if you feel that way. And I still feel like I'm supposed to be doing this, so I'm doing it. So that's kind of my spiritual background. And then my mental health background, well, I am graduating this week from social work school. I'll have my master's. So in the state of Maryland, I'll have my LMSW, my license, master of social work degree. And I'm really excited to start my job. I start a job on Monday as a therapist. The reason I went to grad school was because I wanted to ultimately combine the spiritual, holistic healing aspects of myself and my work with more evidence-based practices. Some of the ones that I particularly like and work with are DBT, which stands for dialectical behavioral therapy. There's a CBT piece, there's a cognitive behavioral piece, and there's a mindfulness piece. And I really love all of that. I also do love straight CBT, just straight, like, what you think affects how you feel. And if you can correct the cognitive distortions, the thinking that is not working, then you can feel a lot better. I think that can take you a long way. And yeah, I'm also into like humanist, traditional psychodynamic. One of my goals is to eventually become a trained hypnotherapist and be able to do past life regressions and incorporate that into my work. So I'm just getting started and I'm really excited. But that's a little bit of background on who I am and what I do. And we at the Throwing Light headquarters, which includes myself and my husband, who's an amazing graphic designer and coder, we are overhauling my website, which is currently brandyglows.com. And it'll stay brandyglows.com because I asked on Facebook, like I gave a list of like ways that we could change it. And like 20 people replied and it was unanimously, please keep it brandyglows.com. So well, I'm going to do that. And so that will be coming out in a few months or less than that. I don't know. It'll be coming out in a little while. I'll keep you posted. If you would like to hire me as a coach, I don't do private practice because I'm just getting started as a therapist, but I do coaching. I specialize in kind of one-off sessions. So it's a mix of intuitive reading. We can incorporate card reading if you like, but it's also like, how do we get you to that next right step? So if you're interested in that and my website's down, you can email me at the same address that I mentioned earlier, brandyglows@gmail.com, and we can do that. So that's enough of announcements, I think. Today we're talking about negative other talk, and I feel like a lot of people in my genre, they talk about negative self-talk, and it's a very valid thing to talk about because sometimes we're assholes to ourselves and we need to become aware of the way that we're speaking to ourselves and change that. However, what I don't hear a lot of people talking about is that, and I've noticed this, so like for years I did my own thing as a writer, freelancer, entrepreneur, coach, and then I went back to school in 2017 and have taken on some odd jobs and have had 2 internships. And in the process, what I've learned is that working with people is exhausting and complicated. And maybe I'm an introvert, but also what often happened is that people are irritated by other people. And so what I mean by negative other talk is complaining, like just general not digging what's going on. Just there are some people who this is kind of a way of life for them. And I don't say that with judgment. I think that we all have things that we need to adjust and heal. Often there are very, very good reasons why we do the things we do. I would say not often, but most of the time, there are very good reasons. I don't say this to like shame anyone. I do this too. This is something that I've really struggled with, to be honest. It's complaining and it's gossip, right? So there are people at work inevitably that you just don't get along with. And there are people at work that you do get along with. And to cope with the uncomfortable situations, often it's just easy and like it feels good in the moment to be like, that bitch, like who does she think she is? What I have come to learn about doing it and about like realizing I don't want to do this is that it doesn't feel good. Like it feels good for a minute and then I feel kind of icky afterwards. I feel kind of uncomfortable. I don't want to be that kind of person. So I think it's bad for us. Like I think it lowers our vibration. I think it's not only negativity towards someone else, but it's like we're holding on to that negativity. And I think it can be hurtful. Like if somebody finds out that you said something about them, then it can be really painful. It can also, like, you know, if the person is a person who has authority or in a supervisory role over you, can jeopardize your job. Like, there's all kinds of things. And if you're the supervisor and you're doing it, then it can make people who are working for you not trust you and not want to go the extra mile for you. I don't want to shame anyone. This is something that I've been working on for a long time. There are a lot of really good reasons why we do this, and I wanted to explore them for a minute before we talk about kind of what else we can do and some alternatives. So, first of all, it's a bonding technique. I have noticed that, especially with the people that I really connect with in grad school and at work, it's a way for me, when something happens in class or in a meeting that was just like, what? Like, did she really just say that? I've realized that it helps me feel connected to the people that I do like when I'm like, hey, what the fuck? That was some crazy shit. And and she had no right to do that. And that's, you know, and it's just fun to judge people. It's fun to, like, put them in their place and say, this is unacceptable. I'm, like, notorious for saying that. This is unacceptable. That's not how we act. And that sucks. But that's definitely when I am not at my best, that is where I go. So another reason we do it is to blow off steam. I had a negative interaction with a realtor whom I'm in the process of, we're trying to rent a house. And I was angry, and they didn't do things that great on their part. It was an injustice. And it really helped to complain. Not only did I complain to my housemates and anybody who would listen to the story, but I also sent an angry text and kind of said, this is unacceptable, because I love saying that, apparently. And in this case, that worked in my favor. But I think that sometimes when we can't say that, so I would say it worked in my favor because we did end up getting the place. But usually it doesn't. Usually when I reply in anger, it doesn't. And that's kind of a different thing than talking about people behind their back. But it can be just as probably negative to just, like, rant. Or like the side rant on Facebook when you're, like, mad at somebody but you don't want to confront them. So you go on Facebook and you're like, FYI, if you do such and such, you are clearly a horrible person, and I just want you to know. And, like, the person knows exactly who you're talking to, and you know exactly who you're talking to. Yeah. Not the most constructive use of our energies. But it can feel good in the moment to blow off steam. Usually, after you're finished, you don't feel better in the long run. And sometimes you can feel worse or make things worse. And I think the last reason we do it is because we don't want to confront the person that we're having the conflict with or whom we're disagreeing with. What I've realized about myself in the last couple of weeks, and I think I've known this for a while, but so I probably have some abandonment issues. And so how I've come to deal with that and navigate that in my life is that I only confront two kinds of people. I only confront people whom I know will never, ever leave me. So my close, close family, my husband, my kids, my mom. And so that's one group. and people I don't like very much. So people whom, if I do confront and they leave, like I didn't want them in my life anyway, it's really easy for me to confront them. Maybe a little too easy sometimes. Everybody else, so my friends at school, my housemate whom I've lived with for 4 years, whom I love, who I consider like one of my best friends, my best friend, all the people who I love, I just, as a general rule, unless I absolutely have to, unless there's nothing else that can be done, I do not confront anyone. And so what I do instead is, because I don't want to confront them, I just kind of stew. I am like kind to them in front of them, but like behind closed doors, like especially with my husband, I'm like, I'm so frustrated. Like, this is annoying, like whatever it is. And so I never deeply mend the situation because I'm upset and I'm afraid that I'm afraid I'm going to lose them. But what I've been learning in the past, so let me highly recommend the Brené Brown special on Netflix, A Call to Courage. If you haven't watched it, stop this podcast and go watch it right now and then come back. It's kind of changed our lives. Like I watched it with my husband and my housemate, and we have been all practicing bravery and practicing courage over comfort with each other and with the outside world. And that's what has really helped me to identify, like, oh, I do this. And so I have been working on confronting my roommate and talking to her about things that just little things most of the time that just bug me. And that is beautiful and has done wonders for our relationship too, because I think she was feeling uncomfortable because I think she sensed that maybe something was wrong, but I never brought anything up. Yeah. So we're sort of getting into what else can we do? Sometimes you can't confront the person. Sometimes it's not helpful to confront the person. Sometimes it is. So maybe the first option is, if you can talk to them, to do that. I think the second thing to do if you can't is, I do think it's okay to talk to someone close to you or a therapist. If you are in a situation where somebody's being mean to you, I don't think it's healthy to keep it all in. But what I think is that we have to be careful about who we complain to. Yeah, so I encourage you to talk to somebody, but do it from a, and this kind of brings me to my last thing, but how can it be reframed? How can you see the other person's side of the story? And sometimes they're just dead wrong, but oftentimes there's two sides. And so seeing those two sides, even in a situation where it feels like the person is clearly wrong, often, like I said earlier, we have really good reasons for doing the things we do. And I'm not trying to excuse bad behavior, but humanizing someone can go a long way in conflict resolution. So I wanted to challenge you to a reframe challenge. Wait, I just said challenge twice. So this can work with negative self-talk. It can work with negative other talk. But when you think a negative thought where you're complaining or it's uncharitable towards someone else, think about how you can reframe it, how you can humanize that person. How you can, instead of talking to someone who is not in your close circle as a way to bond with them, how you could explore the issue in a really healthy way with someone whom you love and trust. And I want you to do this for 7 days. I'm going to do it too. So this podcast will come out on Tuesday morning. And so we'll start on Wednesday. So it'll be Wednesday to the following Tuesday. And if you do it if you participate. Post something on Instagram and tag me at Brandy Glows. Explain what you did. Explain the challenge. And use the hashtag #IAmThrowingLight. And I will be looking through that hashtag and sharing as people share. I'm excited to see what happens if anybody participates and how this shifts our energy. When we try to like let go of negativity towards others in a really healthy way. So that's it for me. Thank you for listening. I think you're awesome. I hope you have an amazing week. Namaste. Thank you for listening. I so appreciate your ears. If you like what you heard, there are a couple of ways that you can support this podcast and help build momentum. First, you can share it with a friend. Second, you can leave a review on iTunes or whatever podcast app you're listening through. And third, you can support Throwing Light on Patreon and get cool shit, including a shout out on the podcast. Thank you again. I hope you have an unexpectedly amazing day.